Have you ever wondered how institutional investors are supposed to track the actual production impact of AI? I mean, not just the hype, but the real measurable output across global industries.
That's exactly the gap we're seeing right now. You know, institutional macro toolkits, they've got equity indices, commodity baskets, sovereign debt, but none of these directly capture what AI is doing to production efficiency. It's a multiplier effect that's been invisible until now.
Invisible, yes. And the numbers are honestly pretty striking. Research from the St. Louis Federal Reserve estimates that AI contributed roughly 0.97 percentage points, that's about 39%, of U.S. GDP growth across the first three quarters of 2025.
Exactly. And globally, the IMF's January 2026 outlook projects 3.3% GDP growth for this year, with AI-intensive sectors accounting for a disproportionate share. So we're talking about real economic weight here, not just theoretical potential.
I see.
And you know, I remember sitting in a quarterly review meeting last year, and our CFO asked point blank, how can we capture the expansion factor without taking on concentrated equity risk?
That's the black box problem, right? So how do you actually measure that? I mean, production is happening across so many different industries and geographies.
Well, that's where a composite index comes in. The Global Production Volatility Index, or GPVI, aggregates five components.
So it's pulling from multiple data streams to get a clearer picture. Published monthly, I assume?
Yes, monthly. Each component is weighted, so the index reflects both the velocity and the volatility of AI-driven production activity. It's designed to give institutional investors a programmable macro instrument they can actually use.
Programmable, meaning it's tokenized. We're talking about an ERC-20 token on Ethereum mainnet.
Correct. The GPCAI token converts AI-enhanced global production volumes into a digital instrument. It's structured as a general-purpose utility token, not as a security, stablecoin, or yield-bearing instrument. It's positioned as macro exposure to AI production.
Right, so it's a way to get direct exposure to the productivity layer, not just the tech stocks themselves.
Exactly, and this sits within a broader architecture. According to their framework, GPCAI is the AI-enhanced layer of the Phenom Coin Group, which is a four-instrument risk factor architecture. Below it is GPC Global, the base production index token. Then you've got GPC Friction and GPC Crisis completing the group. Together, they're designed to track long-wave macroeconomic phenomena.
That point about tracking long-wave macroeconomic phenomena sets up our next piece, how institutional placement actually works. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Global Production Coin LLC is the issuer of the Phenom Coin Group of utility tokens, designed to track long-wave macroeconomic phenomena. GPC maintains proprietary indexes and forecast values for each coin in the group, covering macroeconomic production and a broad range of thematically based tokens. If you're looking to understand how AI-enhanced production volumes translate into programmable digital macro instruments, learn more at www.globalproductioncoin.org.
Picking up on those long-wave macroeconomic phenomena, how does institutional placement actually happen for something like this?
It's conducted exclusively through Axis Velo Limited, a British Virgin Islands regulated manager. All institutional investors go through KYC and AML reviews, and they need to confirm qualified investor status in their respective jurisdictions. So it's a gated process.
And for retail participants?
Secondary market access is available through Uniswap for eligible participants, though transactions may be subject to regulatory restrictions. It's designed to maintain compliance while still offering liquidity.
Right. And custody, how is that handled?
Custody is provided through Fireblocks Vault technology, which uses multi-party computation key management and institutional-grade cold storage protocols. Settlement is handled through BMO, Bank of Montreal, and NAV provides the administrative services.
So to everyone listening, if you're in institutional finance, you're probably familiar with those names. This is infrastructure that's built for scale and compliance.
Correct. We're seeing AI emerge as a general-purpose technology, kind of like electricity was a century ago. It's attracting trillions in market cap and venture capital. The market cap share of AI-related firms in the S&P 500 has grown by approximately 20 percentage points since 2022, now accounting for a record 45% of the index's total market capitalization.
That's staggering growth. And AI business usage is accelerating too, right?
Yeah, 78% of organizations reported using AI in 2025, up from 55% the previous year. And generative AI is estimated to raise labor productivity in the U.S. and other developed markets by around 15% when it's fully adopted and incorporated into regular production.
15%. So the question becomes, how do you capture that multiplier effect in your portfolio? Or put another way, how do you get exposure to the efficiency gains, not just the companies building the tools?
That's the structural gap. Traditional instruments don't reflect the AI-driven efficiency layer. A token like this is designed to fill that gap by offering direct exposure to AI-enhanced production, measured through a composite index that updates monthly.
Right.
And this goes beyond just exposure. There's cost optimization and strategic decision-making to consider. I mean, AI spending is projected to account for 30% of the increase in IT budgets in 2026. Enterprises globally are expected to spend over $630 billion on AI by 2028.
Right. And tracking token consumption, usage, and production value is essential for cost control and proving ROI. Real-time tracking offers immediate insights, allowing for prompt adjustments and refinement of AI model interactions. It's FinOps discipline applied to AI at scale.
Exactly. FinOps, real-time monitoring, forecasting, spend management. It's critical for maximizing return on investment. And tokenization itself improves liquidity and accessibility by enabling fractional ownership and creating secondary markets.
So we've established that AI has a measurable, growing impact on global production. And now there's a way to track it through a programmable digital instrument. How do you think this will shape institutional strategy going forward?
I think it gives investors a new lens. Instead of betting on individual AI firms or tech stocks, they can gain exposure to the underlying production multiplier. It's macro, it's diversified, and it's tied to real economic output.
And for anyone wondering whether AI is just hype or real productivity, this is one way to find out. Track the production value, measure the volatility, and make informed decisions based on data, not sentiment.
Couldn't have said it better. AI applications accelerate product development, lower costs, and increase quality across industries. The question is whether your toolkit reflects that reality.
Well said. Thanks for breaking this down with me today.
Anytime. It's definitely a space worth watching.